Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Travis Johnson here for the Nonprofit Architect, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. Today on the show, I have the fantastic, the fabulous Shay Sparks. She is the CEO, the Chief Excitement Officer of Sparks of Hope. She's an energetic, loving, and inspiring speaker and author, as well as a certified fearless living coach. Also, she's written a book, How to Get Your Voice Back, and you can find that on Amazon. The link will be in the show notes below after this podcast. Her mission is to help women transform their trauma into treasure by empowering them to peel away the layers of their own negative inner dialogue, limiting beliefs, and fear that stems from the verbal abuse and loss. When women work with Shay, they experience a higher level of confidence, self-acceptance, and self-love that gives them permission to step out of their comfort zone and fully participate in life. While investing in their own healing journey, she has found the secret to inspiring and impacting the world. She says, and I quote, that when we share our own lessons learned of overcoming adversity, we ignite a tiny spark of hope, connection, and community and other people. And when we ignite that spark, the whole world lights up. And I can't think of a better way to start this podcast than to talk to Shay, the founder and Chief Excitement Officer of Sparks of Hope. Shay, welcome. How are you today?
Doing great. Loving life and ready to talk to whatever you want to talk about.
We're doing a podcast. We're building stronger nonprofits. And I understand that you have a vision with Sparks of Hope to grow into a big, fantastic, wonderful company that can eventually start your own foundation on the side. Tell me more about that.
Oh, gosh. So I have been blessed multiple times over my years with visions, I will say, from God. And one of the things that he gave me was a vision to start a foundation. And the foundation is really an overflow from all of the things that I have rolling around in this head, all of my ventures. And it's really an overflow to help, like you said, nonprofits. So it's not just one nonprofit, it's multiple nonprofits. Because I have so many friends, strangely.
That's not strange that you have so many friends.
No, it's so many friends that are in the nonprofit sector that I see there's just a need that it's like, I don't want to just give to one, I want to give to all.
I definitely understand where you're coming from. Yeah. And I actually resemble that remark. That's what my wife and I have been doing the last few years, giving people that starter, that seed money. They already have a nonprofit, but give them that first little push into the 501c3 realm. Are you looking to do the same type of thing? Is that, do you have like a mission kind of spelled out for your future foundation?
It's similar to that. And really what it is it's actually twofold. So it's a business, social entrepreneur or social enterprise that actually has a business that feeds into their nonprofit. So I am certified in social entrepreneurship. And so I help people. That's one of the other things I do on the side is I help people really figure out what it is their purpose and what's their passion and turn their business into a way they can feed it into a nonprofit or a nonprofit and make it into some sort of actual like for-profit to help feed into the nonprofit.
Have you been doing research and looking around and seeing other people that are already operating in this space doing the same type of thing that you're talking about right now?
So there is a corporation called Beneficial Corporation. It's B certified. Okay. So like Whole Foods is B certified. Tom's Shoes is B certified. There's so many right now. I can't even think. Burt's Bees, I believe, is B certified. So there's a lot of corporations out there that are certified through this particular company, and it's Beneficial Corporation. In the state of Missouri, I know they also have a legal entity of, I believe it's, instead of an LLC, it's an L3C. Yes. So it has its own legal entity and for tax purposes. I don't know how many states have it. I just know Missouri has it. And because I'm not in the state of Missouri, I'm in the state of Kansas, I'm not eligible for that. yet.
Okay.
However, okay. So the thing about beneficial corporation is that anybody can actually participate. They have a certification of guidelines that you have to go through, and they check up on you every year. My goal is to kind of take that and simplify it for the small business owner. Okay. So they're actually working with corporations. So mine is sort of work with the small business owner and really just simplify it to where, what is the need that you're trying to get met for the underserved and the unserved, and really kind of look at that and, you know, again, see how their business idea can kind of help with that, or vice versa. Their nonprofit can feed into a business idea, and then they feed into each other. They help each other out.
That's really cool.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you don't want to answer the question, I'm definitely going to kick you straight off the show. Can't come back. Sorry. No holds barred here. We're just going to give you the boot, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Sounds good.
No. We'll get it. We'll get it answered. So I got to wonder, because I know you want to build a successful company first and then start a foundation. I wonder if you could get to your vision of helping people in that space sooner by actually partnering with beneficial services.
Yes. And yes. So I have looked at actually partnerships with other companies. I have looked at partnering with beneficial corporation, with Be Certified themselves. So far, it hasn't worked out. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Whether it's they're not interested in what I'm doing, or they're not returning any emails, or even returning phone calls. So I just go, okay, I know that I believe in fully God directing my steps. And so the next step is whatever he literally will provide for me. And the opportunity shows up every single time. And I just walk through.
That's pretty amazing that you're walking in his path that he's laid out before you. Now, remind me how we met. Was it through Brian Paul, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, through Brian Paul. And I interviewed him for my podcast.
Oh, and podcast? Let's look at a plug for your podcast down here while you're here.
Yeah, so my podcast is called The Power of Investing in People.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about that. It's about how someone has invested in themselves, and it overflows into investing in other people. Kind of the same thing my business will do. So it's an overflow economy. We'll put it that way.
An overflow economy, an abundance economy, not coming from a place of, you know, starvation or struggle or survival, really, but an overflow. And I was very privileged and honored to be a guest on your show. Was it early this year or was it last year? I can't remember.
I think it was early this year, actually. Yes.
Oh my goodness, this year has been so packed. I can hardly imagine going from being a guest on your show to then starting up this year podcast to try to help people. Yay! In the nonprofit space, you know, help build a stronger foundation. But just a whirlwind of a year. And you were actually talking to me before during our interview, or maybe it was after our interview, about public speaking and having me speak on stage. But what was really your vision for that?
So again, I had a vision that I was speaking on stage, speaking to a group of people. And the whole I turned trauma into treasure really came out of a conversation when I interviewed Brian Paul, actually, on the podcast.
We love Brian.
He's phenomenal. He's such a great guy. And what's so interesting is that as a society, we think of PTSD as something that's only towards military or first responders. And after talking with him, I was like, wait, if anyone has gone through trauma, we have PTSD. So we don't necessarily call it that in the other world other than military. And so I just started talking to people I know, or people that were literally introduced to me out of the blue. They show up. And was like, you know, I have this idea where I would like to create an event and really be able to have people share their stories of how they took their own trauma and turned it into something good. For an example, I coach people. I speak on stage to people because I have overcome abuse, addiction, anger and depression. And I was a bully and I was bullied. So empowered people. Empower people.
I like that. Empower people. Empower people.
So that's literally what the transforming trauma into treasure, a healing event is taking your story, like your story, which is so awesome, right? It's so awesome, Travis, and being able to really share it with the crowd and go, okay, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. And how you've taken your story and you've turned it into a treasure, whatever that looks like. It could be a business. It could be just helping others. It could be empowering others because you were empowered. That's one of the many things that are going around in here that one day will happen when the time is right.
One day. Yeah, I remember having a conversation where the difference between a dream and a goal is a plan.
And you're frozen again.
One day comes on the planning effort, but it's definitely a thing. So I got off the phone earlier today with David Berlin, and he was telling me a story about a wonderful thing going on near Houston called Impact a Hero. And they're trying to change the conversation from PTSD as post-traumatic stress disorder to post-traumatic growth.
I love it.
Right? Right? Yeah. He told me about it and I started freaking out realizing we were, you know, 5 minutes into probably an hour conversation. If he didn't have another appointment afterwards, man, I think we would have been talking the whole rest of the day. There's so many people focused on post-traumatic stress and you know, we should be focused on those people in need. And, you know, that's why the two of us are talking and that's like, well, we like doing what we do and that's what gets us energized. But changing the conversation, like you say, you're the CEO, but you're the chief excitement officer, right?
Yeah.
To change it to post-traumatic growth. And I was just, oh my goodness, just changing a few words around can have a huge impact on your perspective, how you see things, and how you can move forward. And that's just a powerful, powerful message.
I love that. Post-traumatic growth. I may have to check them out.
Yeah, Impact a Hero. Mike Nash, thank you so much, David Berlin, for sharing that info with me earlier.
Yes.
If you're a first-time listener to this show here, this nonprofit architect, this is not about me. This is not about Shay or my other guests. This is about doing what we do, how we run our nonprofit, how we connect with nonprofits, how we use business techniques and business coaches, and how we all work together to build something stronger. You know, Shay and I have known each other for a while now. We might joke about a few things, but this is not about us. This is about our vision for the future. And I know Shay has a very powerful vision.
Thank you. And I agree with you. It's not about me. It's work that's done through me. The work was done in me first. So now it's just doing it through me.
So I understand you had the opportunity to speak on a few stages around the country. Would you like to share something about those?
Sure. So I have spoken at a women's empowerment event. I spoke with Brian Paul for his Veterans for Life USA nonprofit in Oklahoma City. And, I forgot. I was like, where else did I speak? Houston. I spoke at the author's spotlight at the Texas Black Expo and spoke about my book and how you can literally leverage your book for your business and what that looks like and why write a book. Why write a book? Because, you know, we all have a story. Mm-hmm. We've all overcome something. And that's really what books are about, is showing not necessarily how you're a hero, but showing your journey. And that inspires other people. Once again, inspires other people, gives them a spark, ignite that spark so they can do their own things.
How can nonprofits use their story to move forward?
Well, first of all, most businesses and nonprofits is that when you give money to someone else, it's not about you. It's about the story. Mm-hmm. It's about how passionate you are for it, right? And so I think that's where most people kind of forget, is that you've really got to share your own story in order to create the people to be moved, to people, for people to, you know, be emotional about it. If you're emotional about it, imagine that you can get other people emotional about it just by sharing your story. So whether that's like Brian, who has a veteran or first responders with PTSD, addiction recovery, and suicide prevention, you know, him sharing his story gets other people excited about it. So if you have a child that has cancer, and you've talked about their journey and all the emotions that you went through and everything that you're doing, and now you're helping other children, you know, families with cancer, that gets people excited. That gets people like bought in, so to speak, and want to help you.
Yes, absolutely. Buy-in is so important.
Yeah. And then they become, you build a relationship with those people. That's the main thing that I see a lot of people that aren't doing, whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, is they forget to build the relationship with their audience.
See, I have the opposite problem. I like to build relationships and meet people and tell stories, and I don't have anything to sell. Or I'm not working in the nonprofit space, even though I partner with a couple nonprofits. I'm on the board of a few nonprofits. It's like, I'll be so excited and so engaged, and then forget to bring in, you know, everything else that I'm actually doing and how I could really use their support and direct them to some kind of call to action.
So here's the great thing about that. Mm-hmm. You don't have anything yet, right? Mm-hmm. So there is nothing wrong with building relationships before you step out into whatever it is you're going to do. For example, I have literally been building my my presence online for at least, I'll say, 9 to 10 years. And I've been doing it slowly because, again, I come from the thought process of if you build it slowly and it's not an overnight success, it will stick around and grow, you know, forever. When it's an overnight success, it grows quickly and crashes quickly. For me, it's really about building your presence, building that relationship, building your following, whatever that looks like. And at some point, I knew I was going to have a product. I knew I was going to write a book. I knew I was going to have be a coach. I knew I was going to be a speaker and have people have me come and speak on their stages. Because I've done that and would talk about it and talk about my story and share my story, people, quote unquote, wanted to be, you know, follow me, wanted to be friends with me, wanted to do all this. And I have at least 3 speaking engagements this fall that came out of just following me on social media. That just came out of, oh my gosh, I knew you're a speaker. Let's get together for my event. I'm like, okay, great. Yeah. So you never know. That's the great thing about social media. You never know who you're going to reach.
You know, you talk about building something slowly. We're in this digital, this information age that things can happen slowly. They can move like a glacier over eons. And then you have things where you get this right spark of hope. And all of a sudden you have this sensational wildfire of a story that just takes the world by storm. We see this time and again, like the basketball cop, you know, he gets called down some noise and these kids are just listening to music, playing basketball. And instead of scolding them, telling them to disperse or some other nonsense, he joins in. And all of a sudden, he's able to, you know, bring Shaq into the mix and then start this foundation and really move forward. And social media is just, it can be very damaging or it can be so empowering and so wonderful. And you connect with people that you never would have had the possibility of meeting even just a few years ago. Access to CEOs, access to celebrities, access to wonderful speakers, authors, and coaches like yourself. And anyone and everyone. And I think the more people actually engage, and this is something I read not too long ago, it talks about people in their senior years are finding and rebuilding connections through social media, and it's keeping them engaged longer and keeping them happy and healthy and coherent and present. And it's been doing wonders for people that actually use it appropriately.
I'm sure there's studies shown where if you build a relationship with somebody online and meet them in person later, it's like you've always known them. I'm sure there's studies. And if there's not, there needs to be studies because I am proof of that. You mentioned, where am I earlier? I think it was off air. So I live in 2 cities, Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. and Kansas City. And my roommate in Washington, D.C. was my friend online for 5 years before I met her in person last year.
Wow. And we've never met, but we've talked like 4, 5, 6 times already. Right. It's like we know each other. Absolutely.
Exactly. I love the power of social media because you're right. It actually can help you or it can ruin you at the same time. And, you know, look, you mentioned the basketball player or the basketball with the cop. What about the Chewbacca lady? You know, she put the Chewbacca mask. That's what I always think of. And she was just doing it because it was funny.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that she is like an amazing, has amazing ministry. Your story doesn't necessarily have to be about your nonprofit or your business. Mm-hmm. It can just be you going about your day and showing something very interesting like she did.
if I remember the story right, she was having kind of a tough time, and she got this, I want to say it was for a gift, and she wanted to try it out first. And she was just so tickled with the whole thing, and she recorded it. It went viral, and before you know it, she's all over the place. It's the same with the father-son combo, that they just cut things apart. I think he had to do some kind of like show and tell or some kind of sign something or other, and they cut into a few sports balls on YouTube. And before you know it, people are like, hey, cut into this. Hey, try this. Hey, you know, check this thing out. And before you know, they had paid people sponsoring them, like, hey, I want you and your son to come cut my car in half. I want you and your son to come cut my new product in half.
Wow.
It's just so phenomenal that if you have an internet connection, that you can make something happen. Just an amazing way that we're changing, you know, how we do business, how we connect, how we interact, how we're social. I always try to connect with people and say, hey, putting the power of the social back in social media, hit me up. How can I provide value to you? Who can I connect you with? What can we work on together? What, do you want to come on my podcast? No? Okay. Can I come on your podcast? Oh, also no? Hey, we'll figure something out. No, we won't. You can just move on and be good.
I 100% agree with you. It's about building community and connection. And instead of being a neighborhood, because we used to, believe it or not, back in the day, we talked to our neighbors, right?
We used to go outside,
yeah, and talk to our neighbors.
Say hi, how are you?
And now we have global neighbors. I have a following from Canada and Australia and Turkey and Sri Lanka and London. And so it's so amazing to be able to just connect with those people and be like, hey, how you doing? What's new? What's going on? And they just might need an encouraging word, or they might just need nothing. Like, they might not need anything at all, but they're like so excited that I reached out to just say, hey, I was thinking about you. How's things going? You never know.
Yeah.
You never know the impact you're going to make on somebody's life.
You know, you hit the nail on the head, and you mentioned that you were living in both Washington, D.C. and Kansas City. And I'm actually deployed right now in the Kingdom of Bahrain with the crazy idea of starting a podcast while I'm away from the family for a year serving our country. You know, I did a podcast with my buddy Nathan, who's Nathan Simmons, who's actually in the U.K. Mm-hmm. And I've been here only a few short months. I'm meeting people from India and Pakistan and Bengali and Indonesia and Philippines and Australia and New Zealand. And we're connecting and we're talking about amazing things, you know, politics. What do you think? Like them, yes or no? You know, what are people talking about? What are people interested in? And the more people you talk to, the more people you connect with, the more you realize how interconnected we really are, how much we talk about the same things, how much families are the same. You know, Muslim country, and I go to the mall and I'm not sure what to expect. And you see families walk around, you know, depending if they're going to buy something or not. You see kids having fun and playing tag, and, you know, some are throwing fits. And it's, I mean, they're just families trying to make it happen, just like anywhere else. If we could just get government out of the way, we'd probably get a lot done. Probably realize just how alike we all are for the most part.
Well, that's exactly one of the many reasons I started my podcast, because there wasn't one out there that was talking about that. Underneath it all, doesn't matter religion, race, belief systems, doesn't matter. Literally does not matter. We're all people. And at the end of the day, we all want to be loved and connected and feel like we belong. And how cool is it? Because one of the questions I ask is, how are you connecting to someone that's different than you?
Yes, absolutely.
Because so much fear that the media creates, that sometimes a family will create inside itself of people that are different. And my goal is to, no, don't be different. I mean, reach out and
don't be different.
That's all I meant. Reach out to someone who is different. Yes. Connect with them, because you will find at the end of the day, you have the same issues. You want to be a good parent. You want to be successful in your business. You want to be able to raise money for your nonprofit. You want to be loved by your spouse, whatever that spouse looks like.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's all the same.
You know, you make an amazing point about media and how they use emotion to get you fired up on whatever the topic is, whatever area you fall out in. politics, whatever media you follow, they all do the same thing. They found if they can tug heartstrings, they can get you fired up about something. It's easier to get you fired up than get you to love something. But if they get you fired up about something, you're going to click, you're going to come back. And sharing your story and you know, delivering that emotion, I could say, oh yeah, I'm in the Navy 19 years and now I'm in Bahrain. Or I could tell you about my journey and what it was like and my struggles and where I did well at and where I sucked and it was a really awful at and, how to learn, grow and develop through the years and turn into the leader that I am and turn into the father that I am and turned into the husband that I am. And all those little stories are so much more powerful than say, yep, went shopping, got food, went home. Oh, I had to run to the store earlier and I was running late and I ran into my friend Shay and she was worried about making dinner. I was worried about making dinner. We were both getting the same ingredients because we were both making a nice Italian dinner with garlic bread and the whole nine. And it's a whole other story than just, hey, yeah, I got up. What are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Also nothing. You don't do nothing together? I don't know. It kind of violates my two people in one day rule.
Well, I don't have that rule.
Some people do. I know some introverted people out there like, introverts unite separately in your own homes,
Yeah, definitely not an introvert.
So Shay, loved having you on the show. Can't let you run away until you tell us how people can get connected with you.
Well, I've so enjoyed our conversation, like every single time we talk. So I appreciate it. So you can find me on Facebook at Shay Sparks. You can find me on Instagram at I am Shay Sparks. Find me on LinkedIn at Shay Sparks. You can also find my podcast on Instagram at Power of Investing in People. You can find it on Google Podcast, Spotify. I believe it's on Apple. At the Power of Investing in People. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to Travis's interview.
Yeah, we can totally cross link that interview we did.
Yes. And I really like to say, send me a friend request on Facebook or like my Shay Sparks page and send me a message and just connect and be like, hey, I heard your interview on Travis's podcast. I really liked it. Or you can send me an email. You can email me at shay@sparksofhope.co. That's C-O, not com. And you're going to want to delete that M. So it's .co. So that's shay@sparksofhope.co.
Cool. I also wanted to ask, where are you struggling with? What barriers are you running into? I've got a ton of listeners, at least five, based on our earlier conversation. Five listeners.
Yay, you got to start somewhere.
If these people want, these people want to reach out and connect with you, help you, provide you some kind of connection, partner with you in some way. Where are you currently struggling? How can we help?
That's a great question. So I have sponsorships available for the podcast. I am available for your event. If you have an event that is talking about the power of investing in people in some way or shape or form, whether it's your business, your nonprofit, or just in personal development. Mm-hmm. And also, I speak on emotional intelligence as well. And so there's lots of different avenues I can help in your event. Also, if you need a coach, I am a personal development coach, a certified fearless living coach. So I really help you figure out how you process fear and what that looks like, whether it's physical fear or it's emotional fear. So to be honest, the challenge I have isn't really a challenge. It is just the ability to wait for the opportunity to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has an opportunity or knows how to connect me with someone who can partner or sponsor, let's get connected. Let's have a conversation. Let's have coffee over Skype and really just get to know each other because you never know where that connection is going to lead to.
Absolutely, Shay. Thank you so much for taking some time out today. If you were listening to this podcast, like, subscribe, share. I plan on doing shout outs to all of my supporters each and every show. If you have supported me in any way, shape, or form, here in about 30 seconds, you're going to hear nothing but a long list of shout outs from every single people that's impacted us this and each and every week. Thanks for tuning in to the Nonprofit Architect, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. I'm Travis Johnson. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.